Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hey, everybody.
Howdy.
And welcome to this installment of the Prizes Inside podcast. I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And today we're going to continue yet again our holiday theme.
We're concluding it today, actually.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is going to be the last of the Easter fair till next year, we think.
Well, knock on wood, but we'll see. But probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, you never know. Maybe they'll come out with an Easter candy this Halloween. Who's to say?
Probably not. That seems...
No, it does seem not like a
smart strategy, yeah.
But you know what?
You never know.
I would have said the same thing about the taco truck jelly beans if they had tried them at all before they put them in the bag, but... We don't want to dwell on that.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil it in case you missed that episode.
Yeah, I just want to say that just right. Because it's a bad idea doesn't mean they won't do it.
That's
they
true.
Being, of
yeah.
course,
we've learned that lesson.
Big
That's
candy.
Sure. Yeah.
So what do we have today? It's kind of a combination episode, right? Because we have candy, but we also have some cereal.
There's a cereal element there for sure. So it makes it kind of a fun combination of things we enjoy. But we're ending it with a couple of fun little Easter bunny candies,
yeah,
chocolate bunny candies, which are the staple, I think, of Easter, really.
The quintessential basket topper.
Mm-hmm. That's like the main event. Everything else is like an opener.
Yeah. Where do you fall on the chocolate bunnies? Do you like them?
Oh, I love them. Mm. Do you like them hollow or do you like them solid?
I mean, solid just because you get more chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wish, I don't know, they must make them. I'd be shocked if they didn't, but I've never had one. Is it a dark chocolate Easter bunny?
I would assume so, but I don't really ever see them.
Yeah, they're definitely not as popular as the milk chocolate, or even the white chocolate, which we have a little bit of here, but I'm definitely a dark chocolate.
I think it's white chocolate, but I'm not sure.
It sure looks like white chocolate.
It says white candy. So I'm assuming that means white chocolate.
Definitely not chocolate, then.
But I don't know what that means if it's...
If it was chocolate, they'd have said chocolate. Does it have any cocoa? I don't think it is.
Well, we'll find out.
I see neither cocoa powder nor cocoa butter in the ingredients to this.
Yeah, I don't think it's a chocolate. Which I don't know what that means for like what the taste is.
It's got to be similar, right?
White candy? What is white candy?
The only white candy I can think of is white chocolate.
Right. Well,
unless it's like a candy coating, like a jelly bean or something.
Maybe they can't call it chocolate because it has no dairy in it or something. I don't know.
Well, the chocolate.
Or cocoa, I mean. Sorry.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe it'll be like a vanilla bunny.
Vanilla candy?
Or a minty bunny.
Ugh, I hope it's not minty.
It'd be real good paired with
it would say apple. Mint on it.
Yeah,
if that was the case.
Much like chocolate, you definitely want to advertise your mint.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
If you're using it.
We should probably stop beating around the bush, though, and say what these are instead of just talking about them at length without really revealing.
That's well, they'll see
what they
the
are.
Thumbnail.
Yeah, but I mean, what if they're not? What if they're listening on Spotify and they're just going through episodes on a nice long car ride,
well,
and they get to this one, they're like, "What the heck?"
What a heartwarming thought,
right?
Is
an Easter trip, and we're what's on the speakers.
Well, you're on your way to see your family, and
you thought some prizes inside is what
get
I
into the
want the whole
spirit.
Family to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so fair enough.
Unlikely, but possible.
It is possible.
And there's not an impossible chance.
That's what I like to imagine when we record these, is that, you know, someone is listening and enjoying themselves. So without further ado, I guess what are we having today?
Well, we are having two new releases from Frankford Candy,
which
I don't recognize the brand immediately, because when I think of like Easter chocolate bunny candies, I think of like Hershey or...
Does Brock's do bunnies?
I think Brock's does.
I thought so too.
But there's a few different ones. I don't usually go for Hershey for the Easter chocolate bunny because I like Hershey chocolate flavor, but you have Hershey chocolate like all year round.
Yeah.
But certain places you don't really get to enjoy their chocolate as much
mm-hmm.
until Easter. So you can't go wrong with any chocolate bunny, but there are preferences there.
Yeah, they are. They're different.
Yeah.
The bunnies.
But these two are some unique takes on that because we have milk, chocolate, and cereal featuring Rice Krispies and cereal and candy featuring Apple Jacks.
The cereal and candy, I see now what that means because they didn't say chocolate and candy. They said cereal and candy because it's technically just a candy. I wonder what the definition of a candy is. FDA wise.
Right. Like, isn't the milk, chocolate, and cereal also a candy?
I guess not. Or maybe it's like a specialized type of
candy. I don't know.
We'll look it up.
Maybe it's its own thing.
Another thing I notice about these, obviously we can't see the inside, so I don't know what the cereal aspect is like. But you know what I always like when I got a bunny is when they had carrots or some kind of treat in addition to the chocolate. These don't have that.
Well, if you look at the picture, it shows them broken in half, so you can see what they look like on the inside.
Yeah, the Apple Jacks one looks strange.
Well, it's just Apple Jacks bits.
Yeah.
Because they're different colors, like green.
Maybe it's the lighting. It kind of looks like the
funfetti.
The candy is green as well.
I think it's just a lighting thing.
Yeah. Which is reminiscent of the...
If you hold it to some light, you can see it's not green. It's just...
Yeah, I'm...
The lighting is...
I'm nervous about green food after...
I think we'll be okay. I think these will both be enjoyable.
I sure hope
to what degree, I don't know. But yeah. I think they'll both be fine. Yeah. I would be very shocked if these aren't at least okay.
We've been shocked before.
That's true.
The cereal and candy one, I think will be fine. But that's the one I'm nervous
about. That's a little more... I got a bit more, like, variance to it in terms of where it could land on the quality scale. But yeah, I feel like chocolate and Rice Krispies, that's...
If it doesn't just taste like a Nestle Crunch, I would be surprised.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Or a Crackle or any of the rice chocolate
thing. Yeah, yeah. Well, shall I read the press release that I have here loaded, all handy and dandy?
Yeah, tell us about them.
All right. And this one, it's actually got some verbiage to it. Not like a big, long... It's not... It's still, even though it's got its own press release, it's still not as flowery and kind of hoity-toity about it like some of the drinks and...
It's no Coke Starlight.
...cereals have been. Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, we're not changing the world here. But still all the same. It's a proud, strong press release without being too boisterous. So it starts with this. Just in time for Easter, Frankfurt Candy, the leader in the licensed confections and gifts industry...
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I didn't know that was a thing. And Kellogg's are teaming up to bring two family favorite Kellogg cereals to the Easter candy aisle with the launch of three new treats. There is a third one in this, and I'll read it, but you'll understand the reason I didn't include it because it basically is redundant with the Rice Krispies one.
Yeah.
But you'll see why. The new Rice Krispies Milk Chocolate Rabbit, Apple Jack's White Candy Rabbit, and Rice Krispies Milk Chocolate Eggs are available now for a limited time at retailers nationwide and online. So yeah, The Rice Krispies Milk Chocolate Eggs are just this, but in a different form, basically. Yeah,
I get it.
So you get it, yeah. And this is a quote. At Frankfurt Candy, we've been helping people celebrate Easter with classic chocolate bunnies and eggs for 75 years, said Molly Jacobson, Director of Business Development at Frankfurt Candy. She continues, If you love the crunchy goodness of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and the sweet, delicious apple and cinnamon flavor of Apple Jacks, you'll want to try the newest additions to our Easter candy lineup before they're gone. And so the rest of it is basically a description of the products. So I'll read those so we get the full spiel on what they're about.
I want to know what they want us to know about.
Exactly. You can only know so much from the box itself
without
the press release. Up first, the Rice Krispies Milk Chocolate Rabbit combines original Rice Krispies cereal with milk chocolate in a rabbit shape for a tasty, crispy, and crunchy Easter treat. It's available in a 1.6-ounce individual size, as well as a 5-ounce individual size at Menards, Giant Eagle, and HEB stores nationwide, as well as online at Amazon and FrankfurtCandy.com. You can get the individual size one at Walmart and Five Below stores nationwide. Up next, the Apple Jacks White Candy Rabbit brings the classic apple and cinnamon flavor of Apple Jacks cereal to the Easter candy aisle in a creamy white candy rabbit shape. The Apple Jacks White Candy Rabbit is available in a 1.6-ounce individual size at Walmart and Five Below, as well as online at Walmart, Amazon, and Frankfurt County.
Frankfurt, you're doing a weather report.
Nationwide, as well as online at Walmart, Amazon, and FrankfurtCandy.com. So that one doesn't have the larger version.
You think candy comes cheap?
I don't know. They were priced the same for the individual ones.
I guess it turned out that we kind of did get everything we needed from the box.
Well, yes, basically. I thought there might be more, but not really.
Because you know where to get them and everything. But they basically said it's a bunny. It's made out of chocolate and it's filled with Rice Krispies.
Should I go on about the milk chocolate eggs?
Well, let's see if they're different.
It doesn't look like it.
Oh well.
The Rice Krispies milk chocolate eggs are crispy, crunchy, 1/2-inch eggs made with made with milk chocolate and original Rice Krispies cereal. The Rice Krispies milk chocolate eggs come in a 5-ounce package designed to resemble a cereal box at a suggested retail price of $4. It's available at CVS and Wegman stores nationwide, as well as online at Amazon and frankfurtcandy.com.
Well, that's interesting, actually. So they're available.
They're kind of like store exclusives, yeah. To a degree.
Like semi-exclusive, except for Amazon. Amazon gets them all.
No, they did not get the milk chocolate eggs.
Did they not?
Yeah, they didn't get the milk chocolate eggs, but they got the two rabbits.
Oh, okay. Well, I misheard then. I thought Amazon got the eggs, too. But yeah, that is a little interesting. And
I wonder what the process is for, like, what goes where or where, what gets sold where.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe just who's buying what at each store. Maybe you're doing your big basket shopping at Walmart and Menards, but you get your fillers from the pharmacy.
I got the Rice Krispie one at Five Below. And the other one, the Apple Jacks one, wasn't at Five Below where I went, but it was at the Walmart I went to.
Interesting.
So it worked out well. I literally did a fist pump, yes, kind of thing when I saw the Apple Jacks.
Were you seeking these out or did you just...
No, I was on a trip to get these. When I went to Five Below, so if I've been to that store before, it's been a long time. But
what
I'm
kind
not,
of store is it? Is it like $5 and below?
It focuses on like foods and snacks. It's got like a lot of candies and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So I go there. I park, I get my phone out, I'm checking my phone for stuff, and there's a furniture store right beside it. I accidentally walked into the furniture store first,
mm-hmm.
and I felt so bad about it when the lady talked to me to like ask what I was interested in. I did a whole thing where I literally went and perused some of their chairs. I made up a whole story about looking for a chair to buy and stuff.
Because what kind of chair were you looking for?
Just a small, like... one person's, you know, chair that you could have in like a living room. Not a recliner, but like one of those, like, they've got the arms, they've got cushions, but they're not
like a wingback chair.
They just got the four legs and it's pretty straightforward. But they only had a few options. I wasn't interested in any of the colors. There was no room here.
Yeah.
But I had a whole spiel where my apartment was too small for much else, so I couldn't get like a big one because she was trying to like push some other chairs. And I was like, well, no, I'm really looking for something this size and in this price range. And like, I did a whole thing. I looked at some items or looked at some options. She gave me her card and I said, thanks. I was there for like 5 minutes. I literally did a whole thing because I felt so bad for walking into the store.
Because what's the best part about it is, I mean, I get why you did it, like, because it's super awkward, you know, when you're walking around.
I don't want to be like, oh, I walked into the wrong place. Sorry, bye.
Once you make eye contact with a salesperson, it's...
Like, this is their livelihood. I want to give them, at least give her some practice.
Yeah.
Not that she needed it. I think she's, you know, experienced, but...
Yeah, but I mean, extracting yourself from that kind of situation is difficult in the best of times.
Right.
And you, like, volunteer. It's like you saw someone was selling something, and you're like, excuse me, sir, I have a question. And then before you could blurt it out, they went into it.
Yeah, they were stalking their prey. And I it was kind of fun role-playing as somebody who was looking for a chair. It was fun living somebody else's life for a minute.
I mean, just imagine, somebody else that day probably was looking for a chair. For a moment, you were living vicariously through yourself, yeah. Via them, I guess.
I should have known when I walked in it was the wrong store, but for a second I was like, I didn't know Five Below had a bunch of furniture. And I was like, where's the candy and stuff? And then I just like took another second. My brain was like, oh, okay.
Whoopsie poopsie.
Yep. So this is my life for the next 5 to 10 minutes.
I need
minutes.
A chair.
Yep. That was basically it. Yeah. Like I felt too dumb to just say, like, sorry, I'm dumb, and walk away.
I lived the life
for a minute. I just threw away the card today, actually, as I was cleaning up.
You threw it away.
I'm not going to buy anything.
They were pouring their heart out to you to sell you a chair. And what do? You toss it in the trash.
But I recommend that store. At Home Furnishings, buy the Five Below.
What if they become a listener, that salesperson, and then...
They won't remember.
I mean, that you. Well, I guess
I was just another face in the crowd.
I guess to them, it would just be another.
Yeah, for me, that goes to the grave with me. But for them,
yeah,
that was just, you know, another hour on the clock.
They would know. Maybe they would remember the day, but they wouldn't know which person it was.
Yeah, I'm not the only one that shops for a chair. So
yeah, chairs are a pretty common furniture item. So
and I realized it was a good one for me because they didn't have a lot of chairs. So I wouldn't waste a lot of time seeing what they had.
Did you know that in advance? Like when you
no,
when you
but once you started talking about it more, I got more specific with what I was looking for, so I knew it wouldn't be there, and I could just get out after looking at like two or three. Like there were a couple nice ones, and I was like, do you have one in like another color? And I'm like, well, we have it in this. And I was like, yeah, but that one's too busy, and like there were a couple other chairs that were too not my style. And she was like, yeah, she understood. Like it was and I was like, yeah, I'm just looking for different. I'm kind of like looking around, trying different stores out to see what I can find. You know, I'm not trying to rush into it, but I want something soon for a friend's come over or something. So I had a whole backstory I made up and all this stuff just evolved as I was there.
We should do improv together. Take improv classes. Just think of how many different stores we'd be able to accidentally walk into. And it wouldn't even be awkward. It'd be practice.
I would rather accidentally walk into a store again and do that whole spiel than do
improv. I think it'd be fun.
That's good. I'm glad that you think that.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I'd be good at it.
Right.
Because I wouldn't be. Improv is very hard.
Yeah.
But it would be fun.
I'd be like the guy that just always pulls a gun at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like Michael Scott.
Yeah.
You could be funny enough for it, but I think I'm smart enough to realize I'm not.
I mean, if you never try it, you never know. I did a play once.
I did a couple plays in high school.
I did it as an adult. When I started my job, the person that was training was looking for people to try out for Little Women. And I was Laurie.
Who's Laurie? Which one's Laurie?
The male lead.
Oh, the
Timothy Chalamet.
I was hoping you were going to be Saul Goodman. And you just come in and say, "My Little Women," and that's all you do.
No, no. I actually did quite a bit more. I was in over my head for my first play. And
wait, when was this?
This was 2014,
15. Okay, I was going to say, if I was living in this city...
You would not have been invited. No, I wouldn't have wanted anybody to go.
Why?
Because it's different when...
You just talked about wanting to do improv, and you're too embarrassed to like invite anybody you know to see it.
I mean, if anybody comes, they come, but I'm not going to... I don't want to obligate anybody.
Oh, it's no obligation. I would love to see this.
Well, then, I mean, you're welcome to come.
All right, you've got to do Little Women again.
Maybe... So we actually talked about waiting 5 years, because I guess there's a sequel that was written.
Really?
I don't...
What's it called?
I don't
know. Littler Women?
I didn't read it.
Tiny Women? Big Men?
The director wanted to get everyone together 5 years later with the same cast, so it'd be like an actual...
Sequel?
Real life aging the same amount as they do in the books, but it never materialized.
I was going to say, well, I wonder if COVID kind of put a halt to that.
I don't think... At least one person moved to a different city. Some of the other people were young. They were little women, as you might say. So maybe they're doing other things. I don't know.
Maybe.
But it was fun, because the nice thing about improv is you're not going to ruin anything, right? But when you do a play, you practice and rehearse for months. And for me, when it got to be opening night, you know, there you get some jitters and everything, but then you're about to go on and you think, I'm going to ruin the show.
Yep.
Everyone worked so hard. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to forget my lines, and I'm going to be terrible.
Did you forget any lines?
No. You practice it so much that... You don't even know what's happening. Now, I will say, one of my other coworkers also came out, and it was his first play, too. Bless his heart. He was so nervous. After the first scene in the back, like, he was shaking. it was rough. He did his best, and I think he did a fine job, considering the circumstances. Mm-hmm. I think him and I both did. Because there were some genuinely talented people that were doing it.
And then it's like a schmucks hanging out there.
Yeah, like they couldn't find enough people to try out, so they cast us, and we tried. But we were not the strong point of the show, which is fine. We're not supposed to be. We're supporting characters, and that's the way it worked out.
In one of the high school plays, it was like a murder mystery or something, and I was like the inspector guy or something. Mm-hmm. I'm so bad with names, though. And there was one line I was saying, and I said my own name instead. And I was like, cause I'm supposed to say, like, Mr. Whatever was blah, blah, blah. And I go, Mr. Whatever. And I'm like, say my name. And I'm like, I pause. I'm like, as to which would be me. It was bad, though. It was like the only real flub I had, I think. And then there was one night, one of my friends was, because how it worked was, it was like an interactive thing where during intermission, people would vote on who the killer was.
Okay,
and whoever got the most votes would be the killer for the big reveal.
Oh, that's a good idea.
One time, it was like the second or third night, because we did like three of them. My friend got voted to be the killer. And during the end part, he kind of forgot a bit. And so I was like, so do you think maybe? And I like kind of said the line he was supposed to say. So like, it was obviously like, whatever, it's high school. But it was just fun to like... have those kind of goofy moments.
I mean, it was a blast. If I had another opportunity, I definitely would. I'm busier now than I was.
Right.
So it'd be harder to find time to rehearse. But like, it it really is a fun experience. And if I could do it again, the thing that I would try to, because like I learned the lines, but I didn't put in as much effort as I could have. And I think that's where you really have a chance to shine a little bit. Because like there were parts where like there was awkward pauses or things, like the blocking that we practiced didn't work out exactly right.
Yeah.
But I was in the stage of familiarity where I was still just concentrating on doing my things. I wasn't at the point where I could deviate and confidently return to the scene. So
yeah.
There were some bits where it was obviously a play and I was obviously trying to act like I knew what I was doing, but I really didn't.
Wish I could have seen it.
It was fun. And then in grade school, I was in a thing I don't even remember what it was, a presentation about something about unicorns, I think, was my scene.
Oh.
My parents were divorced and I was at my dad's place that night. And I don't know exactly why. I was third grade, like, because that's whatever I wanted to do at the time. But I just didn't tell my dad about it, so I never went. My music teacher was a little upset about that, just leaving everybody high and dry.
Yeah.
For my line or whatever.
Whatever your bit was.
Yeah. But
just bailed on him.
You know what? I spent time with a parent, so I don't.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I don't feel too bad about it.
Yeah, it was third grade.
Yeah. They'll get over it.
It's not going to be on your record or anything.
The other parents got to record their kids and had a good time. That's the important bit. Well, I think
playing around.
Oh, look at that. We're 3 for 3 on puns tonight. So I guess...
dive into these bad boys?
We might as well.
Which one do you want to start with?
Let's do the milk chocolate and
cereal. I feel like that's the safe bet.
Yeah, because I think we know...
I feel like we have an idea going in.
Probably going to be less to say about this one.
I'm going to tear mine open. You tear yours open. We each have one. I was going to buy just one and cut it to half, but I thought, they're like $1. Why be that cheap about it?
Yeah.
Well, it smells cute. Yeah, it's. I like how the ears are big and it's got like a kind of a shorter, stouter body. It's got that classic.
Oh, it's got Easter a little egg.
Chocolate candy smell. Yeah.
It really does. It smells like Easter.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Well, we're going in.
Yeah.
All right.
It's as advertised. If anything, the Rice Krispies seem a little light.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if that's a criticism. The chocolate's real tasty.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'd be happy if I got this in my Easter basket.
I would too, but I'm really disappointed in the lack of the Rice Krispie presence.
I could see it.
There's a little bit of crunch here and there.
Looking at the cross section, there really isn't a lot of Rice Krispie found.
Mm-mm.
Like when I think of a Rice Krisp chocolate, I think Crackle is that way, Nestle Crunch or something. There's some density to the rice that you don't have here.
Yeah.
But, the chocolate's so good.
Chocolate's really good.
I don't think I even mind. I would rather have the chocolate than the Rice Krispie.
But then that raises the question, wouldn't just a regular milk chocolate bunny from this place be better?
Possibly, but not necessarily. Maybe the little bit of Rice Krispie that's in there cuts the sweetness a little bit.
I doubt that. It's so minimal that I don't know what it would do flavor-wise.
I'm just spitballing. I know. I don't know if that would actually be the case.
It's good. I'm just disappointed. It's much more milk chocolate than cereal.
Yeah. And it's a very milky milk chocolate.
Yeah, it's really good. Again, the chocolate is really good. Like Frankfurt, you're on my radar now.
Yeah, it's rich, though. We've had a lot of sweets today. When I get home, I'm going to probably just pour a teaspoon of salt and lick it down. But,
yeah.
This is good.
Yeah, I like it.
I don't know if it...
I was expecting more from the combination.
I don't know. I think this is kind of about what I expected. And my only criticism really is I don't think it exceeds what I look for in a chocolate bunny. It just tastes like a regular chocolate bunny.
I didn't expect it to exceed. I just expected it to have a fun combination of things. Yeah. And I don't really think it does.
So what's your score on this?
Yeah, I want you to go first, actually.
3.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I was hoping you would lower it.
I wasn't going to go lower than a 3.
Yeah. This really doesn't deserve any higher.
If this was just a straight up milk chocolate bunny, I'd give it a 4 easy because it tastes so good. I'm really disappointed I was expecting much more crunchiness. Like you were saying, kind of like a, what's it called? A crackle?
Yeah.
Something like that. But it really is very much more subdued than a Crackle is in terms of the Rice Krispie crunchiness.
It's odd. I really don't know. Now that I'm here, I don't know what exactly my expectations were, because it is really good chocolate and I like it, but it just still feels like a three. It just feels like it hit all the marks and that's it.
The milk chocolate part is a four. The Rice Krispie part's a two. It makes it a three.
That's fair.
Yep.
Did you go ears first?
Oh, I always start with the head.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Look, I learned that from Thanos. You always go for the head.
Oh, you got to.
Yeah. All right. Well, on to the next.
Yep.
I'm curious to see what this tastes like.
Man, are you hot?
Yeah, I am. Oh, you mean temperature-wise?
Yeah. Like it feels warmer than it did before.
It might. We've had, like, you know, the...
Yeah, the heat's been on.
The computer's been on.
That's true. Yeah, there's been a few.
We've been here a little bit longer, so...
Yeah. Makes sense. All right.
Smells like Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
I definitely don't get any kind of, like, candy smell. Just Apple Jacks.
It kind of smells like a candle for me.
I can see that. Like a certain scent.
Yeah. Like, I can tell that the Apple Jacks are in there, but it's also... I'm really curious what this candy is going to be. Also, this one's kind of fun. If you hold it up to the light, you can see the Apple Jacks through the bunny.
Oh, yeah. Well?
Shall we?
Oh, look at the back. Look at the back of it.
Oh, this one's fun.
Did the back of the...
Probably not.
Yeah, it has it some. It's got bumps, but not as pronounced.
They're cheating.
Yeah. All right. Shall we?
Yeah. I really like this.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of tastes like a cinnamon roll.
Kind of.
Not the Pillsbury ones that you cook in the oven, but like one that you would get, like if you got it at a fancy restaurant, like a mid-tier to low-tier cinnamon roll, cinnamon bun thing.
That's really good.
Yeah, the candy is like the candy real sweet. It's like an icing.
Kind of, yeah.
And then you get the apple and the cinnamon below it.
This is what I wished. What it does with its elements here, I wish the Rice Krispie one did with its.
Yeah.
With its.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. This one's a four. It's really good.
I think I'm in the same place. It is, and we know it's not chocolate. We don't know what it is exactly.
White candy.
So it's definitely, we'll never be able to duplicate this white candy experience.
The only reason I didn't give it a five is because, again, the Apple Jacks element is definitely much more present based on just the flavor itself.
Yeah. I wish it had more crunch.
I wish it had more, you know, when you bite down, you get more like a cereal crunchy bite to it. Still don't. But it's really good. It's definitely the winner of the two.
To me, this is in the same neighborhood as the horchata jelly beans.
Way better than the horchata.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, it's a little different.
You know what it is. You were just so happy to have anything that wasn't making you, like,
I was so feel cinnamony. Gross. I really like the cinnamoniness of it.
It was okay, but this is really good.
Yeah, this, I can't give this one a five because it doesn't blow me away.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's fair.
Yeah, I think a solid four. I would rather have this than the Rice Krispies. I think I would still want, like, if I had a basket in front of me, I would still want the traditional Easter Bunny chocolate. But I would also want this.
Well,
put them together, that'd be a good basket.
Like, if you have a kid that really likes Apple Jacks or cinnamon stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They would love this. Like, this is a great...
And for a buck?
Yeah, for a buck, this is a great one for, like, somebody who's really into, again, that white candy, cinnamony realm.
You just want something to nibble on a little bit. You know, you don't need to have the whole bunny in one sitting.
And really, both of them are good choices, like... Just because I was a little disappointed by the Rice Krispies one doesn't mean it's bad by any means.
Yeah.
It just could have been chocolate. Could have been more.
And like you said, I mean, if you're going to do the Rice Krispies one, you might as well just get a bunny without the Kellogg partnership. Because it doesn't really add any texture, doesn't really add any flavor.
I agree.
The chocolate's carrying that one. But this one... But
the Apple Jacks one?
The candy really complements the cereal.
That one's a hit. I hope they bring it back.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
And they could, in all fairness, go back to the formula for the Rice Krispie one. Yeah. Just up the crunchiness, the Rice Krispie element. Increase the percentage, whatever that may be.
Mm-hmm.
And you could make it an improved one that matches what the Applejacks one's doing.
You know what's kind of sad to me, though? My suspicion is that the Rice Krispies one is going to sell better.
Probably.
Because I think
brand recognition
they're more popular probably than Applejacks. I don't know that for sure. That's just my guess. And also this one, I know it's not white chocolate, but it's basically trying to do the same thing as white chocolate. And I don't think white chocolate's as widely popular as milk chocolate.
But that's my favorite chocolate.
Yeah.
As I probably said before.
I think it came up in the
Oreo. Oh, yeah, because we talked about whether or not it had the element that makes it constitute.
Yeah, the third chocolate.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, guys, we're doing callbacks and we're establishing
a lore and everything. We just need some sort of like season arc for the storyline or something.
Yeah, well, we need a story.
Yeah, that too. But maybe we'll find one.
Yeah, we've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
A lot of episodes yet to record and release for your listening pleasure.
But speaking of listening, I guess we're done talking for this episode.
It feels that way.
Yeah, I feel like this is a good
winding down.
A good end of the end point.
And spoiler, although you've probably already listened to it by now, but we have to record our first official ad.
Yeah.
An ad that we're going to get paid for. Not a made-up ad.
Yeah. Once we hit a certain threshold, we'll make a couple bucks. It'll probably be...
It'll be a while.
A long time from now.
But
those pennies are going to start rolling in.
Every little bit counts.
So yeah, we'll do that after we finish this and call it a evening.
Yeah. Thank you, in any event, for listening. And on your favorite of the many podcast platforms... If you like us and you think of it, try to leave us a review.
If you don't, keep it to yourself, please.
I don't know. We may have had this conversation before, too, but I don't know if bad reviews are just as good as good reviews or if it's just engagement that matters.
I would assume that bad reviews, because if you're sorting by like reviews,
that's true.
You're going to put us at the bottom.
So
you don't have to give us a full 5 stars, for example.
It'd be nice.
But if you're going to do less than like 3, maybe just don't.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Reconsider.
Yeah,
your choice,
or give us another chance.
That's a better way. There you go. Don't
let us know what we're doing wrong before you pass final
give
judgment.
Us a chance to change your mind. Don't hold back your feedback. Just give it to us, maybe in a different way.
For example,
at prizesinside@gmail.com. That's prizes plural, inside@gmail.com, or perhaps even better yet. Not better than the review, but better than the email. Engage with us on your favorite social media platform, as long as your favorite is Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, at Prizes Inside.
That's right.
I think we've covered all the engagement basics. So with that, I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And happy Easter. Mm-hmm.